Well, hi, it's John here with something that happened a few years ago now, which certainly was very Christmassy, and provided us with a wonderful day out. You see, I've always been interested in trees, for, you know, what you can do with them, and of course, as a scout, how the burning properties were, and all that kind of thing. And so when BBC Look North ran a little magazine item one evening, and they were talking about Christmas trees at Dalby Forest near Pickering, my ears pricked up a little bit. And then when they mentioned Newfoundland dogs as well, Elizabeth's ears pricked up as well. So we listened to this, and the upshot of it was that they were using Newfoundland dogs to take trees from the forest to people's cars for charity over the Christmas period. Well, just before Christmas. And so how about it? Oh, well, yeah, we'll have some of that. And so we set off one lovely December day. It really was a gorgeous day. And ran over to Pickering, went to Dalby Forest. And the sight that greeted us when we approached the forest headquarters was quite magical, really. Because in the distance we could see lots of little sturdy wooden carts and dogs moving about the car park, and it was all greens and reds and Christmas lights and all that kind of thing. And as we approached the forest headquarters, which was all trimmed up with lights and things like this, and there were carol singers from a local choir and folk singers singing folk, and it really was quite an occasion. So the thing you did was you went sort of behind the desk and picked your tree from the very wide selection that was available there, and the staff there would wrap it up for you and bring it back to the desk. And there you paid your dues, which, as I say, went to the forestry people and to the Newfoundland Dogs charity. And you waited there, and in the fullness of time, your dog arrived, and it was being led by its owners. They only have one speed of these things, and they plodded along with the neckerchiefs on to catch all the slaver, a great big woolly beast. And one little boy said, "Oh, it's a bear!" And certainly they looked like them. And they came up to the desk, and we introduced ourselves, and they put the tree on the cart, and off we trundled back to the car. Now, as I say, they've only got one speed of these dogs. They're not working dogs. And so we plodded along to the car park, and with plenty of time then to talk about, you know, the pros and cons of having dogs like this around the house. One person said they got three of the things. Massive dogs they were. And we wondered about that. But anyway, we got back to the car, having had plenty of time to stroke the dog and pet it and look at it and wonder at the size of these wonderful animals. And then, as I say, back to the car, and we put the tree back in and went to Whitby and had a meal afterwards. And we couldn't help thinking about what a magical day it had been. These big dogs and the little carts trundling around the car park with the trees on top, and people all excited at seeing these animals. And when we got this tree home, we put it in the corner and trimmed it up, like you do. And every time we looked at it, we remembered this wonderful day that we'd had in Pickering at Dalby Forest. Now, I don't know if they still do this. I have no idea. Or if it was just purely a one-off. But it might be worth going online and having a look at Dalby Forest and see what they have got on offer over Christmas. Because, they, you know, it's ideally placed for getting Christmassy trees and things like that ready for the festive season. So there we are. That was a really pleasant day out, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. We'll look back sometimes and remember what we did. Anyway, it's going to be Christmas very soon, I think. So as they say around here, have a good one, and I'll be back next year with some more interviews. Take care.